You're gonna need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
It's Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in for Meg today. It's time for Boat Smart and our host, Stefan Schmidt. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Good morning.
Good morning. So what's new?
Yeah, Meg gave me a text last night and said she wasn't going to make it today.
Yeah.
And we already have the pleasure of you being here, so we appreciate that.
Yeah,
thank
absolutely.
You very much for that.
So we have a couple guests in the studio today. Do you want to introduce them?
Yeah, we have a guest today. Well, Bill's here today. The other
guest is
unknown, yeah. We're not going to put that guest on the air. So, yeah, we do have Bill here today from Key Marine. So we'll work that out. Sometimes I bring Mr. Guests, I guess. I don't know. And it's like they don't want to be on the air. Last week I fooled my friend Joe King. He was here, and he didn't think he was going to be on the air, and I put him on. So, you know.
He did talk.
Yeah. Yeah, so he did talk, yeah. So it worked out real good. So we appreciate Joe coming in and hanging out with us. So, yeah, you are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. 850-437-1620 is the number. If you have a question about your boat, maybe have a question about Marine Service Technology class or the school or anything like that, I am more than happy to help you out. And Bill is more than happy to answer any questions you might have about Key Marine or your boat. We have about, oh, Bill, how many years experience have we got in here right now? About 500 or so,
well,
seems like, you know.
Probably 90.
90 at least,
that.
Yeah. Yeah, we have about 90 years of experience in the marine industry in this room right now. So that kind of gives you, you know, I'm 20, Bill's, you know, 70.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. A little more than that.
Right. So anyway.
This morning.
Yeah, Key Marine is our sponsor. Key Marine located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. Check out the website for any engines they have in stock. They are your Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, Cox Diesel engine, and MerCruiser Repower Center. They can handle all your repower needs as well as your service needs on any of those products. They also have, if you look at the website, I'm looking at it right now, they have PowerPole, Magic Tilt trailers, Interstate batteries, all kinds of other products that they service and they can take care of and install. So Key Marine is your go-to place at 5621 Bower Road, 850-492-0487 is the number. Jot down the number, 850-437-1620. We are going to do a giveaway today, and you may want to text in the answer to that here in just a little bit. So I am the Marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College, Georgetown, located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola, Florida. The website is georgetowncollege.edu. I can't remember the phone number over there, but it don't matter. You can go to the website, check out the chat feature, and you get a hold of anybody over at Georgetown Technical College. So I have not seen my students in over a week.
They've been on vacation or what?
I kind of had a mini vacation.
Okay.
And some of it was planned, some of it wasn't. So I haven't been in school all week because we got a substitute teacher all week. And, you know, it's I miss being there, and I have no idea what they did this week, so I can't talk about it, you know. I'm hoping they teamed up. I sent out some emails and stuff and hoping that the senior students teamed up with each other and helped each other with the newer students, you know, showing them stuff that they learned and that kind of stuff. And it's kind of going to what we're going to talk about today too, Bill, about mentoring other people. And my students actually mentor each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about some of that today,
yep,
too, because that's just, you know, it's just, it's awesome when you can make that happen.
Yeah.
When you mentor or teach somebody else, you actually learn from that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that's what they did. I'll find out on Monday when I go back into school and see what happened over. I don't miss days. I don't like missing days. I just feel like, you know, it's harder on the students when you miss a few days here and there. And I try not to miss any days at school. And just with them not having me there this week, I'm hoping they were able to get out in the shop and learn some extra stuff too, you know, just mm-hmm. learn some stuff that they haven't put their hands on and things like that too. So, but I'll be back in there Monday, and they know I'll miss them. I already told them that. So we'll be back in there and see what happens. So we still got a waiting list. I'm still getting phone calls, but I have put a lot of students to work in the last few weeks. So, you know, the waiting list is whittling down.
That's awesome.
So maybe, you know, maybe I'll get it down about 25 or so. I've
been
running about 30. So I'm hoping next semester we're going to bring in more students again and we'll start the process over again. So yeah, it's really interesting working that waiting list. But it's the best part of it is when I get people completed out in the field working, that is the best way that we can take care of that waiting list, get them out there working. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I tell you what, Bill, when we were talking a little bit, you surprised me. You sent me your notes and stuff, and it falls right in with what I just said about mentoring. And I want you to touch on the employee that you have coming back to Key Marine, right, and what your plan is with that. So I'm going to let you take it from there.
Yeah, well, we had a former student of Stephan's from his class. It's been a little while. He had quit about a year ago because he had some problems with his back, but he's gotten better. He approached us and really missed being on part of the Team Key Marine and wanted to come back. So we decided, we normally work with 5 technicians, which we already had, but now we're going to 6, which is really going to help us whittle down the wait time and all, us continually, you know, focused on getting better and better. He's actually a highly skilled technician that we're really happy to have back and to make, you know, so to provide that expert care that everybody's wanting over there on the west side of town at Key Marine. That makes 3 of your students that we'll have employed,
yeah,
right,
that's awesome,
now. And so one of them's been there about a year, and the recent one, B has been there just about a month or so, progressing really fast. And so Chance and B are going to team up and that'll help mentor him. And it's that way in our shop. Everybody compares notes of the hard diagnostics and everything, you know, involved, what it takes to become an expert technician. And also Jeff is that we're getting a new work van, and so we're expanding to do 2 vans doing mobile service, and he's going to fill that other van.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, yep. And we've got a lot of trust in Jeff. Jeff has got that attitude, and he just looks the part and is the part of a professional marine mechanic. Every single one of our guys are professional marine mechanics and certified, and so you can definitely be assured when you bring your boat there that you'll have the best care available.
I think it's awesome when you have, you know, it just blows my mind to think about. I have students working at locations that are now mentoring students that are coming from George Stone, mm-hmm, or even hiring students from George Stone that were George Stone students.
Yeah.
I mean, that just is just, it expands what we do over there so much when you have our students that are hiring or mentoring students that are coming out of George Stone, the Marine Service Technology class.
Yeah, and it's got to build their confidence, too.
It builds confidence. It helps the industry. That's our goal, is to help the students and the industry as a whole. And when you have younger people coming out mentoring other younger people in the field, it's just don't get any better than that, I think. And right, back in our day when we were working, you know, 40 years ago, or let's say 30 years ago, we didn't have opportunities in our shops like we have now, where we have so much information available to us. Back in the old days, we'd make a phone call. Like I would call Bill and say, "Hey, Bill, have you ever ran it?" And he's working at another shop or something. I say, "Have you ever ran into this problem?" And I could be working on a boat and having an issue that I've never seen before. And you have the luxury of calling other dealerships back then and asking other technicians, you know, "Have you ever seen this problem?" We have Google and things like that, and we use those kind of search engines to maybe find problems that we haven't seen or maybe get around, you know, and because you can't know everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a continuing problem on a motor, you know, it's good to reach out to other people that are in the industry and learn from them too, right? So I think the mentoring process is a great opportunity for everybody at your location, and we also do that at other locations around town too.
Right, and it all starts with Stephan, and that shows you how focused and what an expert he is at preparing these students for the real world, like we like to call it. And yeah, it all starts there. And in the best shops, it's not all about the individuals being individual and whatnot. It's all about having that team that helps train each other and make the whole team stronger. And with the leadership of myself and some other managers there, we actually have a shop foreman now structured. So we keep restructuring or improving our structure to solidify all of that, not so much the mentoring, but you know, everything it takes to be, you know, a professional marine mechanic. We're sending our guys to multiple schools every year. A lot of places are only once a year, and so we're doing everything in our power to make that team as strong as it can be.
And it costs money for them to send people to schools, even though the schools
lots
don't actually cost money. They have to pay for the food, their travel, their salaries and everything. So every time they send somebody to Atlanta or South Florida, wherever they go to the schools
even
at.
Texas now.
Yeah, Texas. It costs money for those businesses to do that. So they're reinvesting in my students by sending those students to those schools and things like that. I think a big part of my program is communication skills, working students together and things like that. Right now I have a young lady in my class that has very, very shy and has it's very difficult for her to even talk in front of other people and things like that. But she's been in my class about 3 weeks now, and I'm starting to notice the change in that communication skill because I'm kind of pushing her in that direction. And I think communication skills is important. We have that, you know, when our students go out in the field, they're not scared to talk to people. Mm-hmm. They understand that they need to ask questions and they need to, you know, look up resources and things like that. Yeah. So communication skills is a big part of what we do over there also.
Definitely is. Also, you know, in the dealerships around town, you know, the closer knit the guys can be and gals, she's likely to turn out to be a super duper mechanic, you know.
Yeah.
And it just takes that, you know, practice. Practice makes perfect in everything that we do. And yeah, it all boils down to the structure and the management and keeping all that together.
Yeah, I'm looking at your website here, Bill. I always bring it up when I'm on the air and kind of see what you guys got going on out there. And you now have somebody that's taking care of that or is going to take care of that.
Yes, she starts next Tuesday, so we can be totally updated. Like what you're looking at right now,
yeah,
probably is, you know, behind a couple of weeks and all, because it does take a full-time person to keep up with not only your websites but all the social media platforms. So at Key Marine, we're definitely doing everything in our power to stay with the times and be the best we can to provide that expert care and service and sales to the public.
Yeah, I was looking at the website. It is behind back from the holidays and stuff, and I understand that. And the other day I've had several phone calls from people asking me if my program's still open. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, as far as I know, it's still open. And apparently our website is behind also at school. And it says, like, I think the last time there was some enrollment was back in 23 or something, you know, that. Mm. Yeah. So I had reached out to our person that takes care of the website and our YouTube channel and stuff like that. And they said, yeah, they need to get it updated. And they're working on that. Well, I was in the principal's office the other day and I was talking to Mr. Brooks, and he likes social media and embraces technology also. And I was using Key Marine as an example, hiring a person just to take care of that. And we both, him and I, agreed that even our school needs somebody to do media, right? And to help keep that up. Yeah. So, you know, so the next night I get another administrator comes down to my room and he hands me a username and password for a YouTube channel. So, you know, I know. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, I guess now I'm in charge of some YouTube stuff. I haven't done anything with it yet, Bill.
Well, I'm sure you will. As well,
I will.
They're probably wanting you to teach that HVAC class as well.
There's so much going on over there. So much.
He's a pretty important dude over there for sure.
Yep. You guys are still running specials over at Key Marine?
We are. There are those incentives that you can call down to the shop at 850-492-0487 and get all the details, or even show up in person at 5621 Bauer Road. The three major manufacturers do have incentives in place now if you're needing to repower. But if you're, you know, if you just need that expert service and repairs, maintenance, whatever, we got a lot going on. And back to the website, that's going to be, we're going to have a lot of our bigger projects, a step-by-step report going on there. We've always, Mickey has always wanted to do that. But then again, it takes a lot of time. And we're so busy, so popular over there. We have a huge, you know, client, whatever you call it, a lot of clients, or customers. And so it's a full-time job for everyone there to not only fix, but with Aaron and Dustin keeping up with the parts sales. That's another thing that the social media person, female in this case, is going to help with. She's going to be learning the ropes of, you know, helping on that counter if she's not doing the social media. And you'll see, we got everything planned there, and it's, you know, we're really trying to stay with the time.
Yeah, I think that's interesting that you're thinking that path, because I think about that all the time at school, where when I put my this, you know, Boat Smart up on YouTube, and I'm a little bit behind on that as well. I tell you, it seems like everything gets a little further behind, but I have it on Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade. I put this show on every show up. I'm a little bit behind. I'll catch up. But what I found is if I add videos or extra pictures in that show, people tend to watch it more, right? Mm-hmm. And comment more and that kind of stuff. And I always have this vision of I'm going to go video around my shop while students are working. And I do that from time to time. But the problem is try to teach video, keep people from, you know, doing things, you know, make sure people's doing things correct. All this stuff, it just gets piled on top of each other. And you have to have a pathway to getting things done. And when you start adding videos and pictures, mm-hmm. trying to do all that, so having that extra person. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have my students start videoing some stuff, and I'm going to make a folder, and they can put stuff in a folder. I'm going to pick and choose stuff out of the folder and let them help be my media people.
Wow, that's an interesting approach.
So, and you could do the same thing with your text if they want to do that as well, mm-hmm. you know. So we're going to do a giveaway today, Bill. Let's go ahead and get that done. 850-437-1620. Maybe you have a question. Also, you can do that too, 850-437-1620. Let's do the giveaway and get that going, and then we've got some other things we're going to talk about.
Okay. Well, the trivia question this week is, what in the marine industry do you call the front end of the boat and the rear end of the boat? Is definitely a lot. Most people know this, even ones that don't own boats. But the prize this week is a really nice Mercury Pro XS t-shirt and a Mercury key lanyard or credential lanyard to go around your neck. So, yeah, be the first caller at 492 or text.
First texter, yes.
850-492. Oh, that's
mine. Let's do it. 850-437-1620 is that number.
437-1620.
Yeah, all these numbers get mixed up.
Yeah,
I'm head,
bound to mess up at least once a week.
And if they call a shop and they can win twice, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and we do have a question for you on the text line, actually. Right. It was kind of related to your drone and video. Questions about drones, okay. About your video and picture work. So talk to me a little bit about the drones that you work with, apparently.
Okay, so I do a lot of drone stuff. I've been dabbling with them for about 3 years now, and I do a lot of drone videos, so I enjoy doing that. That's my hobby other than boating. I love boating. Haven't been on my boat in a while, but I have flown a drone. So, yeah, I do some drone videos as well. So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I got some cool drones.
1620, if you have any other questions for Stefan.
Yep, I got a new 360 drone. It does 360 videos, and that's what I'm using today is a 360 camera in a studio. It videos all the way around while we're sitting there talking. It doesn't matter where you're standing at in this room. It's all the way around. So the guest that we have in here that's not talking may be on video. You never know.
Yeah. Mm. Another question for you. What considerations should be taken given the upcoming extreme cold if I have not winterized yet?
Okay, well, with the outboard motor, as far as the freezing water, most of those, when they are trimmed down, which means the motor's all the way down, all the water runs out of the block and there's not a problem of freezing. You do have to be concerned about if there's a fresh water tank in the boat, however, and those can be drained, and there is a antifreeze available for those. It's the same one that you would use in an RV. But if you have stern drive motors or straight inboards, there's definitely a lot more there. You have to, the water does stay in the manifolds and in the engine block on those, and those need to be drained. As a matter of fact, we're making sure we take care of all of the stern drives that are at the shop today, and, you know, because we don't want them to freeze on our watch.
Yeah, the stern drives are very, it's critical that you let somebody know what they're doing, take care of them. Now, let me let my listeners understand this. Even though a shop winterizes your motor, it does not mean that's a guarantee it won't freeze. It's just a better guarantee that it won't freeze, okay? Because you can never understand what's inside the motor and little pockets of water and things like that. So if they winterize you and get you squared away, they're not going to cover that if it does have a issue, because there's so many factors in that. But it's always best to have the professional like Key Marine do that for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's a great point for sure. The newer motors, Mercruisers and stuff, have gotten a lot better about, you know, knowing where those pockets of water are. But I'm glad you said that. Yeah, we're not guaranteeing your motor won't freeze, but we're definitely doing everything we can to prevent that. And we usually, you know, do that as complimentary. You know, if we're actually doing a service or something on it at that time, we're going to take care of that. Keeping an eye on the weather, that's another advantage for using Key Marine.
Yep, 850-437-1620.
Yep, we need the question one more time. We do have an answer, but it's a wrong answer.
Oh, okay, wrong answer.
So we need the question one more time so they can hear the full question.
Yep.
I promise not to mess it up this time. The question is, what is the front end of a boat and the rear end of a boat known in the marine industry?
Yep, it's a term that in nautical term.
Yep.
Front and back.
The pointy end and the blunt end.
Yep.
The front and the back.
Yep.
All right. So Jim has the correct answer.
Okay.
The bow and stern.
Bow and stern.
Right. So you can come down to our shop at 5621 within, we'll hold it for about a month. Hopefully you can get there sooner than that to claim that prize. We already have it bagged up and waiting for you, and I'll be sure and put that name on it for you.
Yeah, so I was looking at the, I always put my date on the date of the where the show is, always on the top of my notes here. And I don't know if you guys realize this, but we're pushing February already.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know what happens when it gets to be February? That means the boating season is starting. So we got a few minutes here, Bill. I want you to talk about a little bit about what the benefits of getting your boat service now versus, you know, waiting until February, March, when things are starting to pick up. So talk about that a little bit.
Right. The main advantage is the time you have to wait for it, you know. And like I mentioned earlier, we're definitely doing everything in our power to set a new standard in the city and everywhere on that wait time. We're really shooting for a week or less. But, yeah, that's one of the biggest things is that. And just being prepared. That way you know you're ready whenever it's time to go. Everybody's excited, and you can take the boat to the water.
Yeah, because that season is getting upon us right now.
It is.
You know, hopefully this is going to be the last cold snap, and then we'll start seeing that big warm-up that we usually get, you know, for the year, and everybody be ready to go out in the boats and things like that. So,
right.
Yep. So, yeah, we are excited about the new year coming on, the students, and hopefully getting some newer students into my class. The students that I have right now are very engaged. And like I said before, we have several that's gone that are moving out into the field. We have I have people call me all the time looking for people. That's good too, that know that there are businesses out there that are looking for people to go to work. So that's awesome too. So we're trying to do that. Even though we have a waiting list, I'll continue to work on that. I had a gentleman call me yesterday, I believe, and was talking to me about the class, and I mentioned a waiting list, and he wanted to know how much it costs, and I don't really deal in the cost factor. I think that's up on our website at georgestonecollege.edu, and then we started talking about the waiting list, and I explained to him the process of getting in there, getting on the waiting list, and that way if somebody does drop off the waiting list, then we can move ahead of that person. Even if they make a phone call and you don't answer the phone, they give you a short period of time to call back. And if you don't answer the phone, they're going to call the next person. So the waiting list could be, you know, shorter if you're that person that answers your phone too. So
definitely. Yeah. And another thing you'll notice at Key Marine, we usually answer the phone, you know, so it's more convenient for you. We're not just putting everybody on hold and answering them when it's convenient to us. We're focused on it's convenient to you. And we're definitely, as you can tell, we're not resting on our laurels. Every year we're pushing to be better and better and provide, you know, a better customer service and, you know, just expert care to these customers' boats so that we can. You know, we never are satisfied with that. We're always pushing to be better. And it's always a great advantage of having Stefan and his program help providing those technicians to us to help that.
Yeah, that's what we try to do is get them out there, you know.
Yep.
30 seconds.
Thank you for all the calls today. We appreciate that. This show goes so fast. I've said we need to have like a 5-hour show.
Yeah. But
thank you for the text today. Congratulations to our winner. And we appreciate that. We'll be back in here next Friday, right, Bill?
We sure will. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks for
being here. Stay warm this week.
Stay warm. Keep that boat warm.